Yeah, sure thing.
Hey, you sold that car yet?
Yeah, sold it to Carvana.
Oh, I thought you were selling to that guy.
The guy who wanted to pay me in foreign currency, no interest over 36 months? Yeah, no. Carvana gave me an offer in minutes, picked it up, and paid me on the spot. It was so convenient.
Just like that?
Yeah.
No hassle?
None.
That is super convenient.
Sell your car to Carvana and swap hassle for convenience. Pickup fees may apply.
Hi, I'm Kelly Corrigan. You probably never heard of me. Maybe you did. I wrote some New York Times bestsellers. I gave a TED Talk. But the reason I'm in your ear now is to invite you to listen to Kelly Corrigan Wonders. We talk to everyone from Bono to Amy Schumer, Spike Lee to Rainn Wilson, Krista Tippett and Bryan Stevenson about purpose, creativity, well-being, and what makes life worth living. Follow and listen to Kelly Corrigan Wonders on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Question, what will you never eat because it sucked or did you dirty? Non-Americans, when they come to America, they do find some foods delicious.
Sure, sure.
Other foods they find to be disgusting. Now, keep in mind, I did see some American restaurants when I was in Africa.
And does that mean barbecue?
You know what that means? The pizza, the burgers of the world.
Right, standard
chicken thing. Strips, the things that I guess people consider to be just, honestly, an American-based food.
Those things are very, very American.
It's not pasta. Pasta isn't an Italian restaurant.
Right.
Those types of items. I mean, onion rings.
You could still put spaghetti and meatballs on there, but you're right. If I'm in another country and there's an American restaurant, burgers, wings,
pancakes, breakfast items, like French toast, so to speak.
Yeah.
Those type of things.
Sure.
What you find.
Unhealthy and delicious.
French toast.
But Americans like certain things that a lot of people who are non-Americans do not like and find, as they say, absolutely disgusting. Here are a few. The Midwestern fruit salad, where half the ingredients are marshmallows or marshmallow fluff, mini marshmallows. There's Jell-O, whipped cream. I cannot comprehend why and how these ever exist or who made them in the first place.
I want to blame the 50s and Betty Crocker for those. I think we're just used to it. But again, if you're from a foreign country, I can understand how you look at that and just say no.
Right. American bread. I'm sure you can get good bread in a bakery, but generally available, the sugary long shelf life bread is so appalling compared to other breads around the world.
I need to eat bread from other places, man, because that's one thing I always hear about our bread. Remember, like, what, Subway was in Ireland or Scotland? Or like, it does not qualify as food.
Right.
You cannot even call
think
it
about
food.
It this way, right? Like, get a French baguette.
All right.
Right? It's good. It's hard. It's crusty. But, and then eat a piece of, like, Wonder Bread. The Wonder Bread is like, this is a treat.
It is a treat.
Yep.
You're right.
I was introduced to Chicago pizza and something inside me died. That should not be called pizza. It is just a devil fat pie.
You call it what you want. I love it.
Mm-hmm. It is good, but to me, it's almost like eating a lasagna.
It is. Yeah, I mean, it's not like you don't pick it up and eat it with
your
hands.
It's just got the wrong name.
You know, I agree. Right. If you just called it pie.
If you call it Chicago lasagna, people
Chicago lasagna. There you go.
Yeah. All right. This is really, really good.
Yeah.
They should just call it pizza.
Yeah. It's like pizza rolls. They should have called it something else.
Agreed.
Well, in deep dish, to me, I say this. Every time around the Super Bowl, sometimes I'll go, there's one specific place I like in town. But it's like, this was great. Get it again next year.
What? Right. Like Dino's once a year or whatever it is or wherever you're going?
Well, Dino's has like that square tomato pie,
mm-hmm.
which I like. But I'm trying to think, where's the deep dish pizza I like? Because there's two
of
them.
I'm going to ask you because I like a good deep dish pizza.
Maybe it's Windy City.
Yep, I do. There's one up on Greenwood.
Yeah, so I've been there, but like literally, I don't know, for whatever reason, I will get one of those pizzas around the Super Bowl, and then just none other time of the year do I go, deep dish.
Mm-hmm. That's a good call.
These are foods that non-Americans think are disgusting here in America. Pretty much any chocolate out there is foul. Now, there are the Ghirardellis of the world and all that stuff, but anything that you find in the aisle of your grocery store checking out is absolutely disgusting. The big-name American chocolates. I wanted to vomit from the smell and the taste. The prevalence of high fructose corn syrup in everything.
Welcome to America.
It's unfortunately bleeding over the border here in Canada, and now that's happening too. Another.
I still think, though, like, remember, that was the whole thing with the Mexican Coke. And then they did all these taste tests, and like, nobody could tell the difference.
No one could tell, right.
It's just a matter of, I guess, health. I find biscuits and gravy to be absolutely disgusting.
Shut your mouth and give me the rest of your biscuits and gravy.
Do like biscuits and gravy. However, this person says, I would like to counterbalance that by adding how crazy delicious the good cornbread is. Why on earth has that not become a staple here in Europe? It is so yummy.
All right.
You got to give a good nod to cornbread. There's no doubt about that.
Not a whole lot of corn going on in Europe.
And not a lot of places that sell cornbread. You have to be at a barbecue place. Or
right.
Sometimes they just have rolls. It depends on where you are. But cornbread is not always... When Boston Market and those places were around, you could get cornbread.
Okay.
But it doesn't seem to be as prevalent as it used to
be. And cornbread's the only bread you don't just buy.
You're right.
Yeah, you can't. Yeah.
You got to make it or something. Mm-hmm. But, like, you know, even in that nice little bakery section of the grocery store, like not with the other breads.
Oh, of course.
But like where your baguette is and stuff. Like there's never just a pan of cornbread.
That bright orange plastic stuff they call cheese. Boiled peanuts.
I will always stick up for American cheese on burgers and breakfast sandwiches.
And I will stick sticks. Up for American cheese. I will not stick up for Kraft singles. Because if you get just like American cheese, typically it's kind of white and I still don't like it, but it tastes like cheese. Or Kraft singles to me just taste like vegetable oil.
I just think that's where they belong.
Every time we drove through South Carolina, my wife had to stop and buy boiled peanuts. The stench was so bad, I have to roll the windows down.
I love boiled peanuts.
So does his wife, and he can't stand it. Cincinnati chili, what in the hell is that? Pancakes, what's the point of drowning a stack of those in syrup and calling it breakfast?
They're good.
Interesting. I hate Scrabble. There's a reason the word crap is in the middle of it.
Yeah, I mean, that's such a specific area.
It really is.
Candy corn. Another ranch dressing. Once had a pizza in America and it had ranch dressing on it. Dressing doesn't really exist in Europe, and it's this weird, salty, fatty mayo that does not belong on pizza or just inside a human body, for that matter. Another person says they're desserts. I lived there for 3 years. The amount of sugar they dump into the desserts is mind-blowing. They look great, but they're just sweet as hell.
That's what we call dessert here, friend.
A couple more of stuff that people who are non-Americans don't like as far as American food. That Thanksgiving dish Americans love with marshmallows on top of sweet potatoes.
Yeah.
It sounds and looks disgusting. You needed to taste it, though.
It does not look great. I admit that. It looks like a dog turd with marshmallows on it, but it tastes tremendous.
Candied yams. I mean, that's hard to beat.
It really is.
The obsession with anything deep fried. There's some good things, but don't get me wrong, but everything is not good deep fried. And finally...
Who's that from? That can't be an English person, because they fry everything in those chip shops.
They have to.
Mm-hmm. And finally, the thought of peanut butter and jelly. Together, it just seems terrible.
Oh, you're so wrong. Delicious combo.